Well, as predicted, it's Monday and I'm back. It's like I called it or something. How about that? And I'm feeling very serene right now. There's a nice quiet right now. I don't know what it is, but it's lovely. But you know what's not quiet? Our theme song. Check it out. This is Rob Curry and the Curry Brothers. Indeed. A little less serene now. Got to get to business, guys. Got to get to business. It's Monday night. This is Toronto. This is the Toronto Beer Podcast. And I am your host, Chris Schreier. Hoo Nelly. What a day. Did you get outside today? I sure hope you did. It was absolutely beautiful out there. Just warm and sunny and everything you wanted. What a day. What a day. And I got a cracker of a beer. You know what? Let's just get into it. I don't have anything I got to catch up on. We were all here last week. Not much has changed. Not much changes. Look at this beauty. What we have here, depending on which camera you're looking at, is a different River Farmhouse Ale. This is from Great Lakes Brewing. This is a beauty, I'm told. I have not had this yet. It's funny. I was thinking about it, and I thought I'd done a podcast on it, and I looked back over my podcast list, and I didn't see it in there, and so I went ahead and bought it, and now we're going to drink it. The reason why I thought I'd done it is because I thought I'd alluded to the fact it's called A Different River, and there is an inscription on the bridge that takes Queen Street over the Don River, and it's a quote from a poem, and it says, "This river I step in is not the river I stand in." And the idea there is that even if you return to a river, it's a different river because the water is constantly flowing through it. Anyway, I'm assuming that's what this is in reference to, too. But anyway, I haven't read the label. I haven't read anything about it. I just know it says it's a farmhouse ale with tropical fruit, which is a nice generic description. All right. Now, I forgot to do the pour for the kids at home last week. So, kids, I don't want to let you down. There we go. Oh, that looks about the way I would expect it to look. A little hazy. Yellowish, but it's touching on orange in the middle. And it's like, it's Saison hazy. It's not IPA hazy. It's not thick. It's just cloudy. It's nice looking. Oh, the head dropped really quick on it. That's a bit surprising. Not entirely sure the cleanliness situation on this glass. I did give it a rinse beforehand. Certainly, we're not getting any stickies, but you never know. Anyway, what do we got here? Whoa. Oh, this smells like I wish I bought more of them. That's what it smells like. Holy moly. I mean, it's hard to say which kind of hits first. There's some beautiful, funky, yeasty things coming off this. Very saison-y, but I'm going to say there's some Brett in there, too. Could be wrong about that, but I think there is. The other thing is there's a ton of fruit, and I mean, like, there's mango, there's guava, there's pineapple. Yeah, there's... Cherries aren't really tropical fruit, are they? I think that's why I think it's Brettanomyces. I think there's some sour cherry, and that's Brettanomyces. But yeah, like, citrusy? There's something citrusy in there. What the heck is that? It's not lemony, it's not limey, it's not orangey. Is it grapefruity? Like pink grapefruit? Could be something pink. You know what? I should just taste it. Doing this off of smells, crazy talk. And then incidentally, I do also get, I'm assuming it's Pilsner malt. There is a bit of a malty note there. So that's nice. That's very fruity. Very fruity. And not in a bad way, but very fruity. Yeah, I'm going to say pineapple, mango guava. And again, it's not grapefruit. Mandarin? It's maybe touching on mandarin. But that's orangier. Kind of somewhere between a grapefruit and a mandarin. Yeah. And cherries. It's not as... hang on. It's not as bready as I was expecting it to be. I do get like a ton of what I would think of as sort of a saison yeast quality off of it. There's a cherry note. And there is a bit of a funk to it. They seem disconnected, though. It's tropical and tastes like a cherry. It could just be a combination of flavors throwing me off, too. That can happen. Something will trigger something in your brain, and your brain doesn't quite know what it is, and so just does a bit of pattern recognition, and it grabs the next closest thing. That might be what I'm getting here. Same with that grapefruity, mandarin-y thing. I can't quite unpack that one. But definitely pineapple, without a doubt. If there isn't pineapple in this drink, I'd be very surprised. And yeah, mango and guava I'm going to go with. I'd say those ones are locked in. And I am assuming this is fruit. It does say with tropical fruit. It says, it's actually quite small printing. It says, with tree-ripened and hand-processed tropical fruit. So there's fruit in here. And I think it's those three. That's my guess. That said, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 colors to the stripe on the can. So maybe I'm right about those other things that I can't quite pin down. Yeah, there's something citrusy. There has to be something citrusy. That's... yeah. Grapefruit mandarin. What's a grapefruit mandarin? Tastes like a mandarin, but a bit more bitter. And then, yeah, there's, especially on the finish, there's a little bit of warmth and a bit of tartness, cherry-like, which I'm thinking is Brettanomyces. I'm assuming this has got Brett in it. It's funky. It's nice. Carbonation's like champagne. Really nicely carbonated. Bit heavier on the body, which I'm assuming has to do with the fruit juice. I mean, it's not a heavy-bodied beer, but saisons can often be, like, dry and quite snappy and light. This is, like, maybe not even medium-bodied, but I would say it's noteworthy that there's a bit more weight to the body. That said, there could also be some rye in here. I like a bit of rye in my saison. And rye gives body, similar to, like, oats. So that's something. Yeah, this is delicious. This is really good. I'm going to read the can, which, again, fairly small writing. Oh, okay. What we have here is water, malted barley, oats, and wheat. Okay, fair play. The oats also explain some of that body. There are lychees, kumquats, pink guava, sugar pineapple, mango, pomelo, dipocons, I don't even know what that is, sour cherries. There are cherries in here. Well, by the way, Great Lakes, cherries are not tropical, but there are kumquats and pomelo. That's where that citrus thing's coming from. That makes a lot of sense now. Pomelo is sort of like a grapefruit, but a bit sweeter. Kumquats are often quite bitter and tart. And I guess the two colliding gave me a sense of like mandarins and grapefruits. I guess that I'll give myself a pat on the back for that. Funny that I'm not really getting any lychee out of this, or lychee, if you prefer. I've always said lychee. I think I had a chef in school who pronounced it that way, and I've said it the same ever since. Oh, and it says it's canned condition. This has got to be funky. Oh, what does the actual back say? It says, this farmhouse ale isn't the same as it was when it was brewing in the kettle. Yeah, that's the same spirit of this river I step in is not the river I stand in. It has made a long journey of many twists and bends and has flowed through many processes. from footer fermenting to flowing through fresh raspberries, then can conditioning, making it extra lively. This saison is a different river. Raspberries? It doesn't say anything about raspberries. I wonder if maybe that's old text. They've made this before, and last time they made it on raspberries, and this time we made it on tropical fruit. I wonder. Maybe they covered this on Between Two Fermenters, Great Lakes' podcast. Maybe. You know what? It doesn't matter. It's delicious. It's fruity. It's juicy. It's it is dry, but there's so much like citrus juiciness to it. It's not as dry as a saison often is. I guess, again, some of that fruit sugar is probably getting through the process. It sounds as well like it gets fruited after fermentation, which would explain a lot. And then I guess it does ferment out a bit in the can. If it was done in a fooder, by the way, there is definitely some type of Brett. There might be Pediococcus. Like, that fooder will be infected, to use the term, with a bunch of things, not least Brettanomyces. So there's almost certainly Brett in here, which I got, so that's good. It is interesting, though, that the sour cherries also were fruit, not just Brett. So that's cool. This here beer is a cheese beer. Yeah, you go with like a really creamy brie, and it would cut through that. That'd be nice. Yeah, like a really rich, fatty, creamy brie. Smear that on some baguette. Have this with it. That'd be magical. You could try and play with like a funkier cheese, like a cheddar, and try and tie the funks together. I don't know if the fruit's going to play ball with that, though. So, hey, it's not like you're going to go blind or something. Like, you might just not enjoy it. So you give that a whirl. We've got this Borsan that Erica picked up that's apple and maple or something like that. It sounded like a weird one for cheese. I've got another can of this. I might have it with that. We'll see. It could happen. But this is cheese beer. I mean, this would go great with like a nice piece of roasted like pork. That would work really well. You'd be happy as a clam at high tide with that. That's what I'm saying. This is Great Lakes, a different river, farmhouse ale on tropical fruit. Many, one of which I've never heard of before. I don't even know what that one is. Depocons. I'm going to look that up right now. What's a Depocon? Depocon. What did I put? Is it Decopon? I've got Depocon on the can. Yeah, I think they misspelled that. It's Decopon, which is a type of orange. A Decopon is a seedless and sweet variety of Satsuma orange. It is a hybrid between Kiyomi and Ponkan number 3, developed in Japan in 1972. Reddit has it's spelled Depocon, not Decopon. But Wikipedia says that it's Decopon. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, it's a Japanese orange of the Satsuma variety, which is incidentally like a mandarin. So, again, top marks. Tastes like a mandarin. Also, bottom marks for me saying, there might be something citrusy. Yeah, there's three things citrusy in there. Three. Count them, three. Oh, that's some good stuff, though. This is a really tasty beer. I bought this, by the way, directly from Great Lakes, specifically from the brew pub, which I still haven't been to, but I ordered this on Uber, so it came with some other stuff. I didn't feel like going out on Sunday, but I did feel like having more beer than I had in the fridge, so we made it work. It's great. Cute little can. Oh, this would be great. I should have put it in a stem glass. I feel bad about that. This glass is fine. This, incidentally, is a Great Lakes glass. It's just the logo's washed off of it. Great Lakes. That's great. That is a tasty, tasty beer. I haven't had a saison in a minute, too. Oh, my gosh. It's so citrusy. I don't know what I was thinking. My penchant for experimenting with beers is reducing in old age, and I realize I'm not that old, but I'm just not, I just know what I like and I like it. And I, that's fine. That's great. A lot of the time, all I want is just to drink a beer. Doesn't, I don't have to think about it. This one is a nice thinker, and I'm glad I did. That is good. Hey, as per last week's episode, haven't heard anything if I've landed as a an enemy of the Beer and BS podcast. I think what that means is neither Chris nor Ben listened to mine, and that's fine. They do not have to. But I was really hoping to start a bit of a feud, you know? I could be the Hatfields and they could be the McCoys, or vice versa. I'll be a McCoy. I'm not picky. I'm fine either way, but I digress. No feuds yet. I'll fill you in if a feud develops. Well, you know what? I don't have a whole lot else to say. I'm kind of sore. We did an exercise today at the gym, and it was really simple and basic, and it really, really, really seems to have taxed my lower back in a way that makes it hard to sit up straight. I just want to slouch, which is not great, especially for the video. And because of that, I think I'm just going to shut it down. This is a quick one tonight, guys, but I would highly recommend you pick up some of this A Different River Farmhouse Ale from Great Lakes, because it's a banger. Oh, Jeff's just joined in, and unfortunately, I'm about to leave. So I hope you enjoyed the seconds we had together. I'm going to be back next week. Yeah, I'll be back next week, and I'll drink something else, and it'll be great, and we'll have so much fun. Almost as much fun as the Curry Brothers had recording this song. It is our theme, Link Ray Gun. Go ahead and click the link in the description, won't you please? Buy this record if you haven't yet. It is a real banger. I will talk to you next week. Be good out there, kids. Bye.